USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill into law on Thursday banning most abortions in the state. The South Carolina House passed the bill by a 79-35 vote on Wednesday and gave final approval in a second vote on Thursday. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit in response, effectively delaying the measure from going into effect immediately. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CNBC Thursday that President Biden will probably phase in his proposed tax increases slowly over time. Yellen said that the tax hikes would likely come as part of a larger package of legislation sometime in 2021.
That sounds confirmed. President, safely on the surface of Mars.
NASA's science rover Perseverance, the most advanced astrobiology laboratory ever sent to another world, streaked through the Martian atmosphere on Thursday and landed safely on the floor of a vast crater. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Experts at AccuWeather have been estimating the economic losses from the winter storms across the country. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The economic impact has been exacerbated by the lingering pandemic, coupled with record cold readings that have pushed all the way to the Gulf Coast. Jonathan Porter of AccuWeather tells us the economic loss is at $50 billion.
Impacts to property damage, which has been quite substantial, from frozen pipes and a variety of other impacts, food spoilage, wage losses, travel impacts, damage to infrastructure, increased heating and oil costs due to supply shortages, as well as issues with supply chain and transportation of product. Very serious disaster on top of others.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
NASCAR has a road course Sunday. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Let's get an update on the GameStop stock surge. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
GameStop was swept up in a battle between big-moneyed hedge funds betting against it and small investors trying to prop it up. That has caused GameStop's share prices to soar despite the business model. GameStop reached a high of $347 on January 27th. Jim Brandenstein, the 13th administrator of NASA, describes Thursday's rover landing on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.